For 3 days, former captives of the FARC rebels recounted painful details of their abductions. Sergeant Cesar Lasso said he's still hunted by being chained to a tree in the jungle for 8 years.
Many times I thought it would have been better to just die and rest, because these chains chained to the neck and to other captives caused us so much humiliation.
Others, like policeman Holmes Duque, broke down as he described how he was sexually abused.
You have committed genocides just like Hitler had. You're a pack of murderers, criminals, who deserve the repudiation of Colombian society.
In front of them, often visibly shaken, was the former leadership of the FARC. Repeatedly, their last commander-in-chief said he felt ashamed and disgusted by their policies.
With pain in our souls, we came here to acknowledge that in the name of revolutionary ideas, we committed these war crimes and crimes against humanity. For years, we condemned hundreds of human beings to live in inhumane conditions and to suffering that had serious impact on their families.
The hearings are part of Colombia's Peace Tribunal investigation into war crimes committed during the country's civil conflict. There were many tense exchanges.
If you came to the camp and didn't know who they were, you couldn't tell they were kidnapped. Except when Ingrid tried to flee and I had to chain her. Isn't that right, Ingrid?
I want to remind you that the reason we are here is not about the times that you treated them well. You are here for the incidents that amounted to torture.
The tribunal has registered more than 3,000 victims of FARC kidnappings, but the total number could exceed 20,000.
But while victims say they're ready to forgive, many questions remain about specific cases, like the thousands of people that disappeared or died in captivity and that are remembered here outside of the hearings.
Under the terms of the peace deal, former combatants who collaborate fully with the tribunal can avoid prison sentences, but will have to participate in restorative justice schemes. An imperfect but necessary step forward for a country struggling to heal. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.